The father of a child sex abuse victim has told the Royal Commission the ultra-Orthodox Jewish yeshiva community in Melbourne covered up crimes committed by two of its members. Zephania Wax gave evidence that the yeshiva leadership turned on him and his family when his son went public with his abuse allegations, and the ostracism has driven him and his wife from Melbourne. Samantha Donovan reports.
Zephania Wax told the Royal Commission he was once a hardcore Orthodox Jew, but he's no longer so devout after dealing with the Chabad community's reaction to revelations his son had been sexually abused by an employee of Melbourne's Yeshiva College in the 1980s. After being shunned by the community he and his wife once considered family, they've now moved to Israel.
This was a very difficult time for both my wife and I. We felt our world was flipped upside down. Every aspect of our lives involved the yeshiva community. We lived across the road. It felt like we were suddenly reduced to nothing and had lost all our friends.
Zephania Wax told the Royal Commission that in 1993 he'd raised concerns with a rabbi that children had been abused by Rabbi David Kramer, but the yeshiva leadership took no action.
The following day on the Monday, I noticed that Kramer was still teaching at the school. I confronted Rabbi Glick and said to him, "What's going on? How is it possible that he is still here?" And Rabbi Glick responded with words to the effect that the psychiatrist has concluded that Kramer allowed himself to be caught because he wanted to be stopped. There is danger of self-harm, so we can't fire him. I thought this was absolutely outrageous.
Mr. Wax explained that at that time his religious beliefs meant there was no question of reporting Kramer's abuse to police because of the Jewish principle of Mesira, not reporting a fellow Jew to the secular authorities without the permission of a rabbi.
Doing anything about it ourselves was a no-no. What's going to be done is a separate matter. It'll have to be something that's really agreed to by everybody. Of course, I knew that a crime had been committed here, but you just didn't get to that stage. I know it's hard for people to comprehend this, but it was just it was a taboo like incest or anything like that. It was that big a taboo.
David Kramer fled Melbourne first for Israel and then the United States, where he was later jailed for the sexual abuse of a child. He was eventually charged with child sex offences in Victoria and served a jail term. Zephania Wax told the Royal Commission that in 1996, his son Manny told him he'd been sexually abused by David Tsipras. He was employed as a security guard and locksmith at Yeshiva College and also taught the students martial arts. Mr. Wax gave evidence that he felt he'd failed his son, and this time he was in no doubt that despite the taboo of Mesira, he had to report the abuse to police.
It was a no-brainer. The concept of this was just, the taboo had been broken and I didn't think about it a second anymore. I just knew it had to be done.
But police didn't have enough evidence to charge Tsipras and he kept working at the Yeshiva Centre. In 2011, Manny Wax went public with his allegations. Zephania Wax told the commission that this sealed his family's fate and he understood there was a war against him. Many in the Yeshiva community shunned him and he suffered verbal abuse and even a physical attack in the synagogue. Mr. Wax gave evidence he sent emails exhorting the yeshiva management to encourage people to report offences committed by Tsipras and others to the police and to stop blaming his son and family for going public.
It's putting them on notice and still again begging them to do something to help me, because they could have done it like that. Coming at the right level with the right background saying, "Stop this," everybody would have known if they were really cooperating with the police and everybody would have changed. If it became that's the thing to do and you're not going to be shunned by going forward and helping, that's what would have been done.
Mr. Wax told the Royal Commission he's been shocked by the viciousness and filth published about him and his family in online blogs, both in Australia and overseas, some accusing him of being a mosser, an informant in Hebrew. He says the Royal Commission hearings are being followed by Orthodox Jewish communities worldwide.
Whatever happens here today is being viewed overseas and it's going to have ramifications overseas. I know that's not your brief, but I can assure you that the findings here in relation to this community are going to have hopefully positive ramifications overseas as well, because the communities are similar, they're tied together, and it will not only be the Chabad community that will be influenced, it will be the wider ultra-Orthodox community in the world, especially the USA, but Israel as well.
The Royal Commission hearings continue in Melbourne tomorrow.
Samantha Donovan.